Welcome to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. My name is Natalie Nidham. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology to ancestral health practices, personalized interventions, and a very special interest of mine, peptides. Enjoy the show.
Hey folks, welcome back to the show. Today's episode is a threesome. We have two guests and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. And I think it's one of your favorite topics as well. We're going to be talking about a small protein. And a small protein is code word for peptides. That's right. That's the code word. If you're in the know, that's how we refer to them now. So we're going to be talking about GHKCU, which is, you know, it's fast becoming everybody's favorite, or one of them anyway. And it is amazing because it is also bioavailable across the skin, which means it's A-okay to use. There's no restrictions on that. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we jump in, I definitely want to thank you guys for being here, for all the comments and questions, all the great reviews. Keep them coming, because definitely that is how the podcast just gets out to more people and we get recognized. And also, I'm going to make an ask of you. Please make sure to head over to natnidham.com and sign up for my newsletter, because that's how I get to keep in touch with you guys, tell you about all the amazing products that I find. I review some of the podcasts in there and also give information about the live events that I'm going to be speaking at over the next few months. So that's that. And now, of course, we want to take a couple moments to thank our sponsors, talk and give you a couple of highlights about the episode, and then we're going to jump right in. So our first sponsor is Fatty 15. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, you know that Fatty 15 is also C15, which is pentadecanoic acid. And it is an essential fatty acid that the body actually needs to help age healthily. And not only that, it's actually the first essential fatty acid discovered in the last 90 years. It promotes a healthy immune system, improves heart health, and increases metabolism. It's found in trace amounts in milk fat, as well as in certain types of fish and plants. Now, actually, it's hard to get enough from diet. So what I used to get my C15 is a supplement called Fatty 15. And ever since I started supplementing with it, I've noticed calmer mood, better skin, and better sleep. Now, how does it actually do that? So first of all, it's a once daily oral supplement. It's the tiniest little capsule on the planet, super easy to take. And what it's doing is it's working to counter age-related breakdown by strengthening cell membranes. It also helps to keep mitochondria working, and it naturally activates receptors throughout the body and brain to regulate immunity, metabolism, mood, appetite, and sleep. Now, if you caught the episode I did with the founder of Fatty 15, like the woman who discovered it, you'll know that they discovered this essential fatty acid in dolphins. And they noticed that some of the dolphins they were working with were aging faster than others. And they figured out that this was due to a deficiency of C15. They did a bunch of research and discovered, as it turns out, that we also depend on C15. So Fatty 15 only contains one thing, and that's C15. So to try it for yourself, you want to shop at fatty15.com/Nat and make sure to use code Nat to save on your first purchase. Okay, now let's talk about the episode. Look, if you're anything like me, you want skincare that's good for your skin and that's effective, right? And it can be a little hard to find, but it turns out that Vitali Skincare offers an incredible solution. And again, if you're listening, regular listeners of this podcast, you know that we broke these guys out last March in 2023. They did their first ever podcast with us. And today's bonus episode on the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast, I chat with Dr. Suzanne Ferret, who is the scientific advisor for Vitali Skincare, and Debbie Barber, who is the co-founder of the same company. And it's ultimately about one of my favorite skincare lines. We discuss the benefits of GHK copper peptide, right, in skincare, and how this copper peptide, which Dr. Frey refers to literally as a bioregulator peptide, can improve collagen and elastin production. It helps to repair DNA damage. It prevents senescence in skin cells. It even increases blood flow and can help with hair regrowth. Now, not on your face, just on your head. Now, we discussed the very best ways to apply Vitaly products to make them the most bioavailable. And we also talk about some of the other incredible active compounds in the formula. There's brown algae, there's squalane oil, and we talk about why these are so important for healthy aging of the skin. The other thing is that Vitaly's products are suitable for sensitive skin, and they're even used quite often by physicians and dermatologists before and after skin procedures for better healing. So we talk about cellular turnover. We cover a ton of topics. I don't want to keep you here too long because at the end of the day, you just want to dive into the episode, right? So one thing is you want to stick around to the end because at the end of this episode, we talk about Vitaly's very special Mother's Day promotion that they're actually launching today, April 26, 2024. They've got a beautiful gift for Mother's Day, which is a copper peptide mask, like sleep mask, which we describe in the episode, along with eye cream and only for listeners of this podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're listening to this intro, make sure you listen to the end because they have a very special gift with purchase just for people who listen to this podcast. So you definitely want to check it out. The link for all of this is to go to vitaliskincare.com. And you know what? What the heck? I'm going to tell you what that special gift with purchase is if you spend $199 with Vitaly Skincare right now, you will get a free full-size bottle of Bakuchiol, which is a, as you will learn in the episode, it's a plant-based version of retinol that is much more gentle to your skin. So you're going to learn all about it in the episode, but that's what you get as your gift with purchase. Now, to find out more about Vitaly Skincare, you want to go to vitaliskincare.com and you'll want to use your code NAT20 to save 20% off your purchase. To find out more about Dr. Frey, you will go to vinemedical.com. She is an amazing functional medicine practitioner, and she also happens to be a peptide expert. And she also happens to have just released a book called Counterclockwise, all about how she uses or has used peptide therapies in her practice over the last number of years. And there's lots more places to find Dr. Frey in the show notes, so you'll want to check those out. Also, for Debbie Barber for Vitaly Skincare, you'll want to go to Vitaly Skincare, Vitaly_skincare on Instagram. And also she writes a great blog, which is at vitaliskincare.com/blogs/inside-out. Okay, one more sponsor to thank and you're off to the races. Now, we all know that staring at screens all day, eating foods that maybe we shouldn't necessarily eat, depriving ourselves of natural sunlight because we're stuck inside working all the time, as well as dealing with chronic stress are ultimately enemies of our longevity. And they are, unfortunately, an increasing part of daily life. And so while the enemies are on the rise, we are not helpless against them. Right? So you know me, I've tried a lot of things once, but it's the things that I keep doing and plan to do long term, the things that are simple, powerful, and really work that I really try to bring to you. And so there's this one thing that I do every single day that helps me to fight a whole bunch of the enemies of longevity. And that is I take MitoPure by Timeline Nutrition. And this is why longevity takes energy, cellular energy, and where does cellular energy come from? Mitochondria. And so they're those energy factories that take in nutrients, carbs, fats, and proteins, churn out the life force that keeps you going strong today and strong for life. So recent research has shown that when your mitochondria are strong, they're not only generating energy, but they're also acting to protect your DNA. So Timeline Nutrition has actually cracked the code when it comes to optimizing your mitochondria. So this company is founded and led by doctors and scientists, and supported by 15 years of research, 11 clinical studies, and 56 patents, Timeline's MitoPure is among the most deeply studied healthy aging compounds. It is the first and only nutrient clinically shown to support mitochondrial health by triggering the body's natural process of mitochondrial rejuvenation, otherwise referred to as mitophagy. Okay, so to get your hands on your own stash of MitoPure, you're going to want to go to timelinenutrition.com/shop/nutrition and use code NAT10 for 10% off your order.
Hey folks, just a quick reminder that all of the information presented in this podcast is for information purposes only. No medical advice, no diagnosing, no treatments suggested here. Before you try anything that you hear about or learn about here, make sure that you check with your medical provider.
Welcome back to the show, Dr. Suzanne Ferreira and Debbie Barber. Let's start with Dr. Suzanne, so that everybody hears your voice.
Hi, so good to see you again, Natalie.
And
thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. And Debbie Barber, pleasure to have you.
It is so good to see you again,
Nat. Okay.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, and I love talking to you guys. So I'm happy to have a chit chat with the two of you anytime, any day. And on a sunny Friday afternoon, I can't think of a better way to spend an hour. So we're going, and you know, we're going to deep dive into one of my favorite topics. And I know that it's something very near and dear to both of your hearts for various reasons. So people know from the introduction, Dr. Frey, that you were a big part of these GHK Copper products, and that Debbie is the co-founder of the company Vitali that produces this beautiful line of skincare that is not solely GHK Copper, but is really built around this very fabulous peptide. And peptide being a favorite topic of this audience, I think getting to talk about GHK Copper is super exciting. And also, you know, it's interesting, unfortunate, because of what's happened over the last little while and GHK Copper as an injectable becoming a much tougher proposition, let's just say, it's become a little more controversial.
Yes.
Because of FDA ruling that came down in the fall. How cool is it that we still get to use GHK Copper as a topical? And so we're going to talk about why that's still a big win for all of us. I think maybe what we'll do is we'll start. We did record a podcast on GHK Copper. I want to say it was maybe last spring, almost a year ago today. I mean, it was right around when you launched Vitali, right? Or at least the first podcast that you did. But what I'd love to get into right now is, why is this peptide worthy of building an entire brand around? And what is it about GHK Copper that just makes it so special for skincare and so many other things? So I'm going to turn it over to you, Dr. Frey, because you are our resident peptide expert, to kind of help people to understand what's so special about this 3 amino acid sequence with a little copper molecule attached to it.
Yeah, so it is one of my favorite peptides, and it's one that kind of gets a little unsung hero in all kinds of other ways besides skincare. Of course, it is excellent for skincare, but because it is a 3 amino acid peptide, we consider this a bioregulator because it does transfer across the cell wall and across the nuclear membrane and attaches itself to DNA. And we know from the research that was done with the Broad Institute that it increases and decreases the expression, the epigenetic expression of proteins from DNA to transform the cell into a more youthful state. So fibroblasts, like these are the stem cells of the skin, these become more quiescent, meaning they are more able to do their repair job for the rest of the cell. So if there is damage, like sun damage or exposure to environmental toxins, dehydration, nutrient decreases, et cetera, all the things that we may come across, both with just exposure to day-to-day, but also with aging, then this peptide is able to transform things in cells, specifically fibroblasts, in order to help them to function better. We know that in skin, one of the things it does is improve collagen, which gives sort of the strength to the skin and the structure to the skin. It also helps those fibroblasts to improve the production of elastin, which gives this sort of stretchy character to skin. So it's able not only to stretch, but also to go back to, like a rubber band, snap back to its original place. So we're not looking at wrinkles that are holding, that are sort of where the elastin is gone from the face. We get that that ability to snap back into position after being manipulated, after the skin's been manipulated. And you, I'm sure you've seen people who are, you know, you can draw with your finger their eye, their skin around their eye, and it sort of stays wherever you put it. Yeah. That's the lack of elastin in the skin. And so this is one of the things that GHK can do, is both preserve as well as reduce the effects of aging that occur in the skin through working on the fibroblasts, which are the stem cells of the skin. The cool thing about GHK, a million cool things, the copper itself is one of the required cofactors. So we originally thought that this peptide was required, and all that it did was helping to produce collagen, especially type 1 collagen, with by being just a carrier molecule for the copper. But we've learned since then that this this transformation of the epigenetic expression of DNA is really how it works in the cell. So that's kind of exciting, and we love that peptide for that reason. There's lots of stories of how it was used before the FDA has prevented us from being able to use it systemically anymore. However, there are patients who report some benefits, systemic benefits, even from topical application. So that's kind of a cool, you know, because of its ability to penetrate. That's kind of cool. We also know that it works on reversing senescence, or in preventing senescence from coming on. And it works by several different mechanisms to do that. So there's this system of the protein folding system, this ubiquitin protein folding system. Mm-hmm. And so if that system is not functioning properly, the cell begins to be under stress, and a cell that's under too much stress begins with too much DNA damage, begins to go through this sort of stress state where it turns off replication, and it begins to try to repair itself. If it's unable to repair itself, it completely changes its genetic expression into this senescent cell, which has this specific set of proteins that it produces, which are inflammatory. And those senescent cells tend to take over all of the stem cells in their area. So this is not something that we want. And GHKCU is able to reverse some of that unfolded protein response to prevent the cells from going through that, getting to the point of DNA damage and getting to the point of damaging skin, all of the senescence that can occur. Wow. It also can activate DNA activate genes for DNA repair. So some of the genes that are involved are in activating genes for DNA repair, which is critical. Anytime you're having too much DNA damage, that's when you develop senescent cells. So one of the things we know that GHKCU specifically can do is prevent the onset or worsening of senescence in cells.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, and protecting, you mentioned a couple of things there, each of which is a hallmark of aging, right?
Yes.
The misfolded proteins,
oh, yes.
the protecting the DNA, damage to DNA. Like, these are all hallmarks of aging. And what's interesting in this context is that we're able to apply this specifically to skin. And I think that, you know, as much as using GHKCU systemically, when we were able to do it before, gave us so many different benefits, as some people will say, to the body, in terms of hierarchy of needs, how our skin looks is not necessarily at the top of the list. And so the beauty of being able to apply something topically is that it helps the body. I mean, it's kind of like it forces the priority of, you know, you're kind of bringing the workmen onto the site, and they're like, okay, well, what are we going to do here? And here is where they are, and here's where they're going to do their work. So I do think that, and I've always believed, even when I could use GHK copper systemically, that using it topically was very important, because it would be very hard to think that with all the different jobs and all the different genes in the body that need to be flipped around back to their youthful expression, that it would, you know, especially given that I'm at an age where there's probably lots of repair to be done, that the skin would ever rank kind of thing. So I do think that's, I mean, it's a bit of a simplistic way of looking at it, but I do think that the body works in order of priorities, and it's going to go after the things that are going to challenge it in terms of survival and being able to function properly before it's going to really be concerned about how we look.
That's why with a lot of peptides that were injectable, we told people to inject them close to the site of injury, not, you know, because although they're absorbed systemically, you're absolutely right. They're going to treat the nearest thing and then the next nearest thing, and then you're not going to have any left to get to the other thing.
Right. So, right. Yeah. No, that's super interesting. And the other thing I was going to say about GHKCU, which is, you know, so, well, actually, never mind that. I think the big question, the next big question is, okay, we're applying something to the skin, but the skin has been ultimately designed to keep things out, right? I mean, as much as it's our greatest organ of absorption, which we tend to forget, right? So people are starting to clue into the fact that using shower filters is pretty important, because if there's a bunch of chlorine in the water that you shower with, it is, you know, it's going to get into the, it's going to get into your body. Like, you absorb things through the skin. That's why transdermal application is so important for so many different things. But yet when we're trying to apply skincare and we're really trying to change the nature of how these cells are functioning and what they're doing, we kind of want to, we want to make sure that it's, it, the products are getting past this barrier. And I know, Debbie, that you've come up with a couple of different, you're leaning into a couple of different ways of making sure that the copper, the GHK copper, gets to where it needs to go. So maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, because I know that bioavailability is a topic that people, it's a question that people keep asking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, first of all, lactic acid. Lactic acid is a wonderful way to actually break the bonds of the dead skin cells and clear them out so that copper peptides or any good product, I guess, could go in. So that's one of the ways. Cell turnover, bakuchiol oil, we've talked about that. Bakuchiol oil, just like retinol, is a great product to have cellular turnover, which again allows products to get into, you know, into the dermis, epidermis and dermis. The testing that we've seen lately, though, shows that topical GHKCU does, the testing shows that it actually gets into the cell. And Dr. Puri, you want to talk
a little bit
about
that? It was a cell penetrant study. And the cell penetrant study, it had great results, something 80%, really high.
Wow.
So this is not, the concern is, however, with the top layer of skin and keratin, you just have to be able to get rid of that layer. So this is a, there's a little bit of a process, you know. There are either chemical or mechanical disruptors of that, that protective top layer, the dead skin cell layer. And so exfoliation with either top chemical or mechanical. We also could talk about, Debbie, you probably know more than me, about the dermastamp versus dermaroller. And that as a more in-depth, if you wanted to do sort of a disruptive therapy.
Yes, absolutely. I like the dermastamp or an infusion. In fact, Nat's the one that first introduced me to the micro infusion last fall, and I love it. I have been using it, and you actually can put your product in, and it makes tiny, you know, it's actually, I like it. I like micro needling, but it's a little bit smaller, so you can use it at home, and you can disrupt and then just pat your products, whatever they may be, into the skin, and you can tell a difference the next day. I mean, I can, my skin feels softer the next day when I immediately. So it's a great thing when you have an event on the weekend to do that earlier in the week and really plump up and, you know, make your skin feel better.
For sure. And I love the, I mean, and for everybody who's listening, the Dermastamp is, it's a disposable top. So it's a little glass vial. There's a disposable top that has these 24 karat gold needles in it that are hollow, right? And so whatever's inside the jar, the theory is that it gets delivered through the needles and through a central little mechanism. And although sometimes it takes a little while to get things flowing,
We have to be patient.
And there's no blood involved, right? So this is a home unit. It's not like going into a spa and having a professional kind of microneedling treatment, which honestly, I don't even think you'd want to do it as often, because I think it would probably cause, it's beyond the micro damaging. It might go a little bit too far. Whereas here, you could be using this Dermastamp if you wanted to. I would think easily you could use it once a week and not suffer any ill consequences. Just get the benefits.
That's correct.
We tell our hair loss patients to use it twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're using it for the hair restoration programs, you're using the Dermastamp twice a week on the scalp.
Perfect.
Or at least, you know, for women who get that sort of hormonal, you know, peaks on the sides, that's what we tell people to use that twice a week around that area.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I noticed a difference in my eyebrows and eyelashes using the eye cream, the Vitaly eye cream around my eyes. So I'm certain that that's just, it's getting some penetrance.
Absolutely.
For sure. And that is another aspect of GHK Copper that we often forget. We talk about it for skincare a lot, which, I mean, it is a superhero for skincare for all the reasons that you were mentioning, Dr. Ferre. But it also does have benefits for hair regrowth. I mean, it's not just before everybody who's listening to this, who's, you know, losing their hair goes running out. It can be helpful. It's not the holy grail. It's not the final solution all on its own. But depending on the reason for the hair loss, it can be very helpful in and I believe what it does is it reinvigorates the hair follicles. Is that it?
Where there is follicles. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it increases blood flow through through VEGF. It works through an enzyme that increases blood flow. So you're getting some increased blood flow into the area. You know, it's a great benefit for hair, because it's one of the reasons why we lose hair is because of decrease in blood flow to the scalp. And that can occur for lots of reasons, including repeated trauma like sunburns or Dermastamps. Mm. So we don't want to use, that's why you don't want to use it too often, because there is a, there's a sweet spot. There's a Goldilocks.
Yeah.
And if you're using it too often, you may run into trouble with the fibrosis occurring and losing follicles. But it can also lengthen hair by using the GHK copper peptide. It can lengthen hair too, not only increasing the thickness of the follicle itself, but increase the length of the hair, which is kind of nice. Again, it does need to be used in combination with other therapies in order for it to be effective for that. Mm-hmm. There is research in it changing the color of hair, but that has not been my experience.
No.
So, yeah.
There's a few products out there that in theory can restore melanin to the hair. And I can tell you, I still have my stripe. So I haven't found it yet. I haven't found one that really works just yet. But I do think that the GHK, so you can use the serum can also be used on the scalp.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people that use the serum on the scalp.
Yeah. No, that's super interesting. You know, we talk about GHK copper because it's the diva, right? It helps with collagen and elastin and repair and the fibroblasts and the stem cells and all the, even helps with wound healing, right? For me, and actually Debbie, your husband just had a procedure done on his face where he had an incision on his forehead and he was told it's going to scar. And so far his surgeon's pretty impressed.
They were taken aback.
Mm-hmm.
They really were, because it was like a Frankenstein. I mean, it was really bad, like 5 stitches right across his forehead. And we thought, okay, this is going to really challenge GHK CU. And so he used it twice a day, put some oil on top of it. And it's just, I have before and after. I'm not a great photographer, but we're so excited to see how well it works. And the doctor's like, I have never seen, it's smooth. I think he's going to have a very, very minute scar, if any.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep using it. It's not been that long. It's been a little over 2 months.
That's fantastic. I mean, I've had that same experience. I had a cyst removed off my chest, and I was told by every plastic surgeon who looked at it, that's going to scar. You don't really, you know, live with a cyst. You're just going to end up with a crazy scar. And finally, I couldn't deal with the cyst. I was having to give it a name. It had its own personality. Like, you know, it was, it had to go. And I used that GHK copper peptide topically. And I used a couple of other things, but the copper peptide was really the main, the star of the show again. And I have no scar. I mean, you know, to a plastic surgeon, they might go in there and say, oh, there's a little hairline thing right there. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not what you were talking about when you were telling me not to do it.
You know? Yes, right.
You were talking about some nasty kind of raised, twisted thing. And that's the other thing that I think is really interesting about GHK copper as a peptide is that it helps with realigning the fibers of collagen. It's not just increasing production. You know, it's like when people talk about boosting their immune system, it's like, well, careful what you wish for, mm-hmm. because if you go overboard, you're going to end up with an overactive immune system. With collagen Absolutely. Production, it can almost be the same thing when we're talking about wound healing, where you can end up with a raised big scar. Again, it's about the body's priorities. It's like, well, I don't care if it's pretty, we just need to close this thing mm-hmm. down.
So. It's one of the reasons I like recommending it for any of my patients who get microneedling or any sort of treatment in a plastic surgeon or a esthetician's office, because I think they get that the better healing from the application of the Vitali or the GHK medical grade serum that you guys offer, because they are their healing is. The is more organized than it would be without the GHK.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's great to use before and after, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to have a procedure, use it a few days before. I mean, use it, you know, because it makes your skin, it's healthy. I mean, it helps restore the health of your skin. So use it before and use it after.
Well, and keep in mind, GHKCU is made by your body. So in case you didn't know that ahead of time, I know your audience is pretty advanced, Natalie, so sorry to give them things they don't know.
But you know what? We always get new people coming in. So it's always worth repeating.
GHKCU is a peptide that is naturally made by the body. As we age, the amount decreases significantly. So giving it exogenously, like mm-hmm. in a topical, because now that's what's available, is a really great way to restore the body's healing ability.
Yeah. And I think that's really important to mention because, and then the other thing was, I mean, Debbie, you were talking about this recently, that you were saying that people become, that skin might be a little less photosensitive. So it's not to say that GHK copper is a sunscreen per se, but possibly Correct. Partially through that mechanism of protecting DNA from damage that, right, is that it's protective to the skin even upon exposure to radiation like the sun's rays.
Absolutely. In fact, I put it on before my sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And early in the morning, I can go out 6 to 8 with just the GHK. On. I feel like that's my time to do that.
Yeah.
And then put the sunscreen on. But then it is, I mean, Dr. Faree, you want to talk about the radiation? Like you, of course, this is in, you injected.
That was with injectable, you injected yeah. it. Yeah, we used to.
We can talk about it, like what you saw.
Yes,
you know, maybe the injectable
it protects
will come
against
back.
Radiation.
Yeah, I mean, yes. maybe the injectable. You know, people will come back to their senses and go, "Oh my God, this thing is really amazing. Let's bring it back."
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, this is what I use when I travel. It's what I used to use by injection prior to traveling because you know you're exposed to greater radiation when you're closer to the sun in an airplane. And so with traveling and then exposure to all kinds of toxins in the environment as you're traveling, you know, you're getting exposed to pesticides and herbicides in every hotel. That's why they're beautiful and have no bugs. And so that's why we inject, that's why I inject copper peptides before I travel is to reduce the effects of the toxic burden to which I'm exposed when I travel.
Right. Okay. So we've expounded the virtues of GHKCU, which is super awesome, but it's not the only thing in the product. And I mean, you know, I think that when you're pulling together a formula like this, like someone like Debbie is going to sit there and say, okay, well, we have this one great thing, but what else can we add to the picture? Because I mean, as much as GHKCU is a bit of a workhorse, like this peptide does so many different things, there's other aspects of skin aging that are really important. Things like glycation, loss of moisture, helping the skin, because as we age, again, we don't hold moisture quite the same as we did when we were younger. I mean, we definitely don't seem to turn into raisins so much more easily. How did you round out your formula? Like you brought it, and you know, I think that one of the things that I keep coming back to whenever people, it's very hard to find skincare products that are both clean and effective. Mm-hmm. I think Vitaly is a bit of a unicorn that way. They're, you know, you have medical grade products that are fantastic and bring really good elements into skincare, but they're not for people who are very concerned about using any kinds of chemicals or anything on their skin that is maybe a tiny bit suspect.
Right.
Vitaly really brings that to the table. Like you manage to create formulas that only use these ingredients that are beneficial, and somehow you manage to circumvent the need for this whole medical grade thing. So maybe talk about how you rounded out your formula with the GHK.
Certainly. Well, we looked at natural and organic as much as possible, but with that, there's the challenge of preserving it. So mm-hmm. one of the things we do, we're small run. We have, you know, we work with a small lab, small runs, and we go through stability testing, like 4 rounds, so that we can ensure that what we have is safe without filling it full of, you know, chemicals that could do more harm than the GHK is doing good. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it. As far as something in the serum, one of the things we wanted to do, we know that GHK helps build collagen and elastin, but then we also want to protect that. So that is where brown algae, giant sea kelp and brown algae entered into our products. In studying that, again, I love thinking about how it's in the sea. And over the years, it's developed the ability to protect against the environment, against the sun, against, you know, the wind. And we can bring that into our product. And it actually increases cellular energy. Mm. It actually protects collagen and elastin. So I think it's the perfect match. We're rebuilding collagen and elastin. Then we have this brown algae that's protecting it. It also helps with moisture. It helps. One of the things I love, it helps prevent glycation, yeah. which is, talk about aging. The fluorochlorines in the algae protect against glycation.
That's
and
amazing.
That sold me. I thought, this, we have to have this algae. And so we do have it in, you know, our moisturizer body cream and in the serum, mm-hmm. Because it does that.
It's yeah. interesting. There's some research in melasma, and my daughter just asked me this morning, what can I do for my melasma? And as I was going back and reading about brown algae, just sort of refreshing my brain, I was like, oh my gosh, here's an article on melasma and brown algae. So that's kind of cool. I love that.
I have read it. It is, in a way, like GHK. I keep reading positive things about brown algae. It's a wonderful product to add and to put on your skin, and it doesn't harm mm-hmm. you. I mean, these are things that they don't harm. They help. They don't irritate.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that for sensitive skin, again, like you could almost have like a sensitive skin banner on your website, because there's all of the products are just so gentle and so soothing in the way that they work, that people with the most sensitive skin seem to do really well with it.
They do. And I mean, I had someone just a couple of weeks ago, right, and just said, okay, I don't even care if I have results. I am so happy. And she just started, a week. So, but she said, I am so happy that I am able to use this product and it feels okay on my skin. It's not, you know, she has sensitive skin. It's not turning red. It's mm-hmm. not stinging. She said, I am so happy about that. And now she's continuing, you know, she loves it. But I have more people with sensitive skin that are surprised.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're used to having things. And then I have someone that says, okay, I ran out and I put something and my face is on fire. Yeah. You know, I get a lot of stories like that. So you're right, Natalie. It's, it is a very, it's very good for sensitive skin.
Yeah, no, I love it. So another ingredient that I think is really interesting that I've learned to love in this line is the squalane oil.
Yes. And
I think the squalane is part of all of the formulas, right? Is it part of
It's in several of the formulas, and then I have it as a separate oil.
Yeah.
It's in the hydration boost. Mm-hmm. It's 100% an organic product. And in studying, you know, skin, one of the things that fishermen used to use in Japan and Scandinavia was squalene from shark. And that's what the fishermen would use to protect their skin from the elements. Again, like the brown algae, I love the sea.
Except they probably smelled worse than your products. I just want to say,
yes.
Your products don't smell like fish. They don't smell like algae.
No, they do not. There's no fragrance in the products.
No.
But instead of the shark liver, we chose to use squalane, which is from olive, organic olive.
Oh, fantastic.
And it does. It has the same of it. It's very related to the sebum, our natural human sebum. So that's why that it goes on. It's not greasy. I mean, that's another thing. People are just like, this is the first oil I've used that's not greasy or mm-hmm. too heavy. And it does just absorb into your face. It's wonderful for hair. Mm-hmm. I use it on my hair, just a few drops, and it, you know, it has the same moisturizing effect on hair. So it is just, it is a wonderful product. It's great under sunscreen, under foundation. One of the things I love about it is it actually helps GHKCU penetrate into the skin. So it's wonderful to just, you put GHK serum, moisturizer, put the oil right on top.
Yeah. Well, and you can put it, yeah, because you said right on top of the serum, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Which I
let the serum absorb. What I like people to do if they can let their serum absorb, which it absorbs fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, your skin drinks it, and then add the oil on top, and then you can put moisturizer or not, and you can put your sunscreen. It's one, you know, if you use clean products, like I use tinted moisturizer, and the cleaner they are, the worse they go on.
Yeah.
You know, they don't feel like the, you know, the designer things that used to go on just so wonderfully.
Yeah.
But when I put the squalane oil before, it just makes such a huge difference. And I have so many comments about that.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because I've been using a foundation stick because it's organic.
Yes.
But it's like, I feel like I'm putting paste on my face sometimes, right? So I'm definitely going to have to play with the squalane oil to see if it helps it to spread a little bit better.
It will help spread. And I don't know about the stick, but if you have a foundation, you can put a couple of drops and it really makes, especially the clean ones, and it does make go on smooth. It just helps.
Well, so. I'm going to play with it. I'll bet you I can take like a little piece of it and smush it into my, you know, do a little alchemy experiment.
Absolutely.
And smush it around with a drop of the squalane oil and see how it goes on. Cause, there's definitely, I mean, you know, if my face is, and it has taught me that moisturizing my face before I put makeup on is critical. And I do believe with mature skin, it's like our number one goal is moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. And then when you're done doing that, moisturize some more. And it's how do we help the skin to hold moisture, right? It's how do we, and it's that whole hyaluronic acid conversation. But I think that the squalane oil is kind of like this, the other piece of the puzzle that really helps the moisture to stick.
Absolutely. Because aging, drying is one of the, in menopause, dry skin. I mean, that is probably one of the number one thing menopause does is dry out. I mean, makes you crazy, but dries out your skin.
Yeah. Makes you crazy and dries out your skin. And I want to say, you know, if we have any men listening to this episode, I got to tell you, like, I mean, I know that Terry's a huge fan, but, you know, he's the co-founder of the company, so he should be. But my dad loves your products.
Oh, I love it.
Well, because, you know, it's funny, like, I don't know what it is about guys where they get used to walking around with their faces looking like they're about to crack, even because they get dry skin too. It's just that they don't acknowledge, I mean, they have thicker skin and it takes maybe a little longer for them to experience the dry skin, but especially my husband's a swimmer. Like there have been times he's come home and I'm like, doesn't your face hurt? Like it's hurting me just to look at you. And if I give him just a little bit of this stuff, It's right. amazing how it's like taking a wilted flower and putting it in water and it pops right back up again. Like it's really it's quite remarkable.
Well, Nat, 40% of our customers are men.
Interesting.
So well,
there's,
we have a lot
like
of men.
Flowers. That, yes. Boys that, don't want to smell like they, flowers.
That's correct. That's correct. No, there's, I'm amazed at, you know, the men that use the product and love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy about it. Not amazed. I'm happy.
Hey guys, do you feel like your hormones might be out of whack? Like maybe you haven't been sleeping well or stressing too much, craving foods you're not used to craving? Well, let's talk about that game-changing mineral that might just help you feel your best, which is magnesium. It is an absolute must for keeping your hormones balanced and your body functioning optimally. But as you probably know, the vast majority of us are deficient in it. In addition to other hundreds of chemical reactions, magnesium also plays a vital role in hormonal balance, glucose metabolism, as well as managing symptoms across all different stages of life. And this makes supplementing with magnesium an amazing support for all ages. Now, Magnesium Breakthrough, as you know, from Bioptimizers is my favorite, and it's a unique formula that contains 7 different forms of highly bioavailable magnesium, including magnesium orotate, which is amazing for metabolic and hormonal health. And it does that by supporting your sleep, digestive health, and stress management. So you get to nourish your brain and your body with Magnesium Breakthrough. All you have to do for an exclusive offer is go to bioptimizers.com/bionat and use promo code bionat at checkout to save 10%. Plus, if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts and free gifts, you will make sure that you just never run out. Now let's get back to the episode.
You know, men have the same skin. I mean, frankly, in our house, the person that got the melanoma was not me, you know? So it's, I mean, they're, if anything, they're more careless about the sun. They're less likely to use sunscreen. Like they're just not as on top of the whole self-care piece as we are. So you could argue that, you know, taking care of their skin in this way, that is such a functional way of doing it, is that much more important. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about cellular turnover, because we talked about earlier, we talked about how important it is to clear the dead skin cells that might be sitting on top of the skin before we apply our product. And you know what, guys, this is going to be true of any product that you're using. Like, let's be clear. If you're not, you know, exfoliating to some degree, and I don't mean rubbing your face with sand necessarily, but if you're not doing some degree of exfoliation, whether it's with a lactic acid or a washcloth or whatever it is to remove that layer of skin cells, you're really wasting your product. Mm-hmm. But then there's another piece of the puzzle, which, you know, retinol is the product, is the thing that people talk about the most. Right? So retinol helps to that cellular turnover on the face. The challenge is that it can be very irritating and it can leave people much more sensitive to the sun. So you have to be careful when you use it. So of course, Debbie went out and found a better solution to the puzzle. So and
definitely
I now know how to say bakuchiol.
Bakuchiol. It took me 3 months to say.
Well, I'm still saying it wrong. Bakuchiol. I say bakuchiol, but it's bakuchiol.
Well,
okay.
Bakuchiol. It's a natural. It's made from the bokchi plant, and been around for thousands of years in medicine, Indian and Chinese medicine. It's another thing that has been around that I after studying that, and it helped with, I mean, serious diseases like leprosy, you know, for serious skin diseases. And so when I studied it, it works, it actually works like a messenger instead of working directly on the receptors, the retinol, you know, the retinoid receptors. It works in a messaging way. And I think that's why they believe that's why it is not as irritating to the skin.
Oh,
and yet it still promotes cellular turnover. It even can help with acne. That's one of the studies I've read that it helps with acne. And I have a lot, I have many people that just put it right on spots after they put, you know, some of their other ingredients, they add the bakuchiol oil on top of that. And it's, I had to make it with squalane because I wanted I just love squalene so much. So the Bakuchol is formulated with squalene. So it's ideal to use the Bakuchol at night, mm-hmm. and then you can use the hydration, but the squalene by itself in the morning.
Yeah.
If you use it for a while though, people can use this every day. I mean, I can use the Bakuchol oil every day. I could never do that with retinol.
No.
Well, I never could put retinol on under my eyes. I just was afraid to do that. And the Bakuchol oil, you can put right on top of the eye cream. Sometimes I put it just by itself. So,
yeah. And so do you think it's like, it's probably the combination of the actual Bakuchol oil itself that is a plant derived compound.
Yes.
And also the fact that you've combined it with squalene, which must
yes.
somehow mitigate, if it had any kind of irritants, it would mitigate
Absolutely.
The irritation.
And one of the things that's great is you can also, if you use retinol, you can use this, or Retin-A, you can use this on top of it to calm it down and also work. And you can use your retinol at night and use the Bakuchol in the morning, because you will not be as photosensitive. Now, you should always, always, always use sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying go out, just put it on, but it doesn't make your skin more sensitive.
More sensitive to the sun. I would think
yes.
it's a bit of overkill though, to use both. I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess maybe some people just want that hard-hitting retinol. And so
they do.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about the benefits of doing, whether it's retinol or the Bakuchol, to that cellular turnover. What's the net result for the client? Like, you know, with the GHKCU, we're seeing, you know, a reduction in fine lines. We're seeing better hydration. With, you know, in collaboration with the brown algae, we're seeing less of those and glycation products.
Right.
So hopefully less of that damage cross-linking that's causing those wrinkles.
Yes.
And now the Bakuchol, you know, and then with our squalene, we're addressing hydration, but the Bakuchol,
right.
is that for the pigmentation? Is that what the...
It helps with pigmentation. It helps with, you know, the cellular turnover, because again, aging, that's one of the things that our cells turnover is slows down.
Mm.
So we do not get the new skin. It's like my granddaughters, they can damage themselves and 2 days later, you can't tell anything. You know, their skin just heals, like they can cuts. And I'm like, where did that go? I thought you had a bad scratch. And, you know, and I have that couple of weeks. So it slows down as we age, and this helps boost it, which is so important. So either the Retin-A, retinol, but the Bakuchol, if you can't use it, there is an alternative that is not irritating and still works.
The research is, there was a study from 2019, which was a head-to-head with retinol, and it has very similar effects. In fact, in the study, it was the same. So...
Wow. Without the photosensitivity, mm-hmm. like that's a massive win.
The only difference was no scaling or redness in the Bakuchol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah. I kind of love that kind of stinky look.
and it may, you know, because it doesn't damage as quickly, I guess, it may take a little longer, but you see the results. I've used it for over a year. And I saw results, and I used it 6 months before I brought it on, because I wanted to make sure. I didn't want to just, well, this really looks good, but I want, so I used it for 6 months.
Oh, I believe
and
you.
And I loved, I thought, okay, this is a winner. We're going to have this.
Yeah, no, I know this woman. I mean, honestly, she's the skin biohacker extraordinaire. Like there's literally nothing she will put out on the market until she's done it on herself first.
Yes.
And, yes. And we have some new things coming down the pipes, right? Is it,
yes,
is what's it? What's the next addition to the family? Is it a sunscreen?
It is on paper.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's not through testing yet or anything, but
no, it is not on testing. Absolutely a sunscreen. And I'll tease that algae is going to be a part of that.
As it should be.
It's such a wonderful product, you know, ingredient. Also, we're in the final stages on the hair product.
Right.
We've been testing and going through stability testing, and we have combined the GHKCU with another product and now have it where it will properly, it took a lot of time to have it come out of the micro infuser or work with the micro needling the right way.
Yeah.
And we've conquered that.
Yes.
So that, I know this, we're slow because we want, we do not want to disappoint. So we just don't bring things out.
Yeah. Very quickly. You know, the expression slow and steady wins the race is a thing, right? And at the end of the day, you don't want to have to bring things out and then have to make apologies for it down the road.
No.
So I think that's one of the things that we can trust when it comes to the products that you're bringing out. So, if people are listening to this when it's released, we're literally a couple of weeks away from Mother's Day.
Yes.
And you've got a really cool Mother's Day idea that you're bringing out, and it plays on copper.
So, yes, it does.
And so before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about the properties of copper itself, because I think copper all by its lonesome, and it's one of the things that Dr. Frey alluded to earlier, where people thought it was the copper that was the real star, not so much the GHK, like the three amino acid string, because copper itself is antimicrobial. It's got lots of different benefits, right?
Absolutely.
And there's other companies that use it in different ways, which...
Like an eye mask.
Like, for example, an eye mask. Like a sleep mask, right?
So this is a sleep mask. Thank you.
So this is tapping into the whole idea of beauty sleep. And
absolutely.
Honestly, ladies, men, if you wake up after a really crappy night of sleep, I think all of us can agree that we look worse the next day.
Absolutely.
We just do.
Absolutely.
Until I put on my Vitaly products.
Absolutely. But you can only get away with it for so long.
Well, that's when your body repairs.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're not sleeping, you're not getting the repair. And I discovered this wonderful copper-infused sleep mask. They're larger than the normal and thick and cool. And I love them. And Dr. Furry loved them so much, she bought a slew of them and shared with people because it does help with bacteria. It actually, you know, I can tell my eyes look less, they look better in the morning when I wear the mask.
I love something about it.
It's smoother. What have you noticed?
To begin with, because I travel so much and hotel rooms are notoriously bad for light. Like I used to travel around with a roll of electrical tape. And so I would walk around the room and tape over all the, I swear the cleaning staff must've thought I was completely insane. If they tried to come in the morning, there's a towel up against the bottom of the door. Right. And then there's pillows pushing the curtains in at certain places where they kind of gap.
Yep.
And then there'd be black tape on all the lights, like the phone and the TV. I can't always get up to the ceiling where the flashing thing is with the smoke alarm or whatever.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is that not the most amazing, like irritating? Anyway, so now I was in Dallas last week, and I would say that hotel did a pretty good job, but there was still that bloody flashing light by the ceiling. There was nothing we could do about it. And so I had my mask on, and it was just, it's kind of like halfway between the regular masks that are much smaller. And I used to use this pillow over my face, which was great, but it takes up space. It's big. And my new copper infused mask packs into nothing. Like I just put it in my suitcase. You barely know it's there, but it is, to your point, it's much bigger than a traditional mask.
Yeah. So it may not be for everyone, but I was surprised it was for me because I was so intrigued by the copper infused, and I'd been looking for one to carry. And then I found these two nurses who had developed this product in Canada, Envy pillow, Envy, copper Envy.
I own the pillows.
You own the pillow. And I have their pillowcases.
Yeah.
Silk pillowcases. I think both of you have them. Love the pillowcases. Great for your hair. I mean, and skin. But then these sleep masks, that was a new level. And I love
it. I love about
and
it,
my daughter,
Debbie, is that I love that it has an adjustable the strap on the back. And that there's like a little slider that covers over the metal adjuster, because otherwise I have long hair and my long hair gets caught in the metal adjusting thing. There's like a slider thing that goes over, so it doesn't get caught in your hair. But I love that it's so big and it doesn't leave impressions on your face.
No,
in the morning.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's hard with the long hair, but I love it. And Terry loves it too. When he saw me wearing it, he says, okay, I've got to try one of these. And he wears it every night. And I was surprised that he would do that. I sleep better.
Yeah.
I think I sleep better because it's really dark.
100%.
And my daughter said, I asked her about it and she says, Mom, I love to sleep in it. But she said, you know what I love it is when I need a 10-minute nap, because she has a very high pressure job, stress, and she will just put this sleep mask on and go dark.
Or for meditation.
For 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I hadn't thought about that. I said, okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be available just for Mother's Day right now. Can we, see how it goes?
Yeah.
The eye cream, it's a set coming out in a week. When this podcast, I guess it will be out.
Actually, it comes out when the podcast releases. Yeah.
Yes. It comes out the same day, the eye cream and the sleep mask, as a Mother's Day set. We're excited to have that and bring that to the customers.
I'm very excited. And it's beautiful. I was lucky enough to get one, and it comes in this lovely box. And it was just, and I actually gave one as a gift to my friend who I was staying with, and she was so excited.
Well, I don't know of another. I've seen, a lot of silk, beautiful silk eye mask, sleep mask, but not copper infused. Mm-hmm.
The copper infusion is definitely the game changer, right? It definitely is.
So that makes it really special.
And it's very on point with the product line. So thank you for bringing that out. So Dr. Ferre, Debbie, is there anything we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about? I think we've covered a lot of ground, but.
I love it.
Yeah, I think we're good. Mm-hmm.
I think we're great.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think there's lots of information here for people. So once again, we're talking obviously about the Vitali RestoraCell products, GHK Copper, and there's the Mother's Day gift set, which comes out today, April 26th, for Mother's Day. And if it does really well, maybe you'll have it again for Father's Day for the dads who want to have a sleep mask with their copper. And folks, when you're shopping, I'm not sure if it might apply to the Mother's Day gift set. It may not, but definitely for all the other products that you might be shopping for, you can use Nat20 and that'll save you 20% off your purchase.
Absolutely. And should I mention the Bikuchel?
Absolutely. Oh, right. The Bikuchel. I was kind of rattling on because I was killing time because I'm like, yes. I'm forgetting something.
Well, we have a VIP special and I thought let's extend it to Nat's group between now and Mother's Day, May 12th. For a purchase of $199 or over, you get a free full-size Bikuchel oil. we've never done this. This is special, but
gift with purchase.
I want people to try it because I think they'll love it. I think they'll love it and they need to try it with the products. And I guess the only other thing to share is that we do have a 3% med grade serum and a 2% serum. So there's options. Many people have migrated over, but there are people that say their skin does better with 2%. So, everybody doesn't have to.
Think it's important to mention that more is not necessarily better with GHK copper. Like there is a sweet spot. And that 3% seems to be the sweet spot for most people. So that's the medical grade. And I think with the 2%, even for people who feel that that's as far as they want to go, you'll still get the benefits. It just might take a little longer to see them.
Absolutely. It has all the same ingredients, the wonderful brown algae, hyaluronic acid. They have all the same ingredients. One just is stronger in the GHKCU.
There we go. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's
been a pleasure. I should say that Dr. Ferre, who is the medical advisor, you are the medical advisor for Vitali.
Yes, she is.
runs her own functional medicine clinic called the Vine Medical Clinic. Vine Medical Clinic. And then Vitali.com. is the website.
Vitali Skincare.
VitaliSkincare.com is the website. And
And Dr. Free has just released a book on peptides. Right. Can I just please add that?
Yes, we can.
I should hold it up.
An amazing, hold it up for the YouTube people.
You can buy it on Amazon.
It's called Countdown.
Here it is.
Counterclockwise. That's what it is. I knew it was counter something. Counterclockwise, which is a brilliant name.
It's a
Thank
wonderful
you. One of my patients came up with that name.
Really? Well, because you know you're turning the clock back, all the things, right? Going against the grain. And there may or may not be some stories in there that I may or may not have recognized about Dr. Frey was very good about not using names.
I have one more thing. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I can't help it. I just want to share this. Hands are so important.
Yes.
As far as, you know, your aging, it shows your age more. I mean, they're out there. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I discovered in this last year, in addition to always wearing sunscreen, you know, when you're driving, you have more sun on the left side where, by the window of the sun.
Yeah.
So I discovered driving gloves. And I wear them. I keep them in the car, but I think women should have them. Look at these. Can you see them?
Oh my God. They're amazing. Well, maybe that'll be next year's. That'll be the 2025 Mother's Day gift.
But they really have helped. And especially if you have any kind of procedures, you definitely want to keep your hands covered, but you just keep them in the car and put them on. And I see the sun hitting, you know, I see the sun shining on it and I think, oh, I'm so glad I have my gloves.
Well, and especially you live in Georgia, right? You live in a place, it is hot and you're getting sun a lot. Where I come from, we sit and wait for it, really. Most of the year waiting for the sun.
You may not need these till August, but.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think people would argue that whenever the sun's coming into the car, especially through the windows, there's something happens to the UVA, the UVB that might make it even more damaging in some ways to the skin. So probably we could all use them. But those are very cool. So cute little cotton gloves to.
Yes, they're great.
For driving, just for protecting your hands. Love it.
Okay. That's all I have today.
That's it. Okay. So thank you so much to you both. This has been wonderful. So people, you now have a book to read. You have, you have your perfect Mother's Day gift idea and you get a gift with purchase. If you spend $199 for the next couple of weeks with Vitaly, and this is just for this audience, by the way, this is not for everybody else out there. You get a free bottle of the Bakuchol, which I think we all need to try. It's the best stuff. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. So good to see you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes because that's what helps us to be heard and to be seen. If you'd like to connect with me directly, or if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you have any questions about this episode, please reach out to me directly through my website, natnidham.com. And of course, if you're not already a member of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance community on Facebook, that's where you'll find me every day. It's a short application. Just answer a couple of questions and you're in and interfacing with other amazing biohackers. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.